I want to talk to you about a few halachas regarding bittul, min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, that are very difficult. I want to talk to you about a Ramah at the beginning of Simon Tzadiches that I think is very difficult, and a psak in the Machaber based on the Rashba in the case of Saleh, which is very difficult, and an Isur v'Heter with regard to the case of Milsa David Lataima. These are some of the difficulties that I want to share with you. Let's just begin by summarizing what the Shulchan Aruch writes at the beginning of Siman Tzadiches. Isur shenisari beheter min b'sheino mino yitamenu goy v'im omer she'en bo tam mut. So we have a mixture of min b'sheino mino, and we give it to Timas Kfela, and if he tells us there's no tam, then it's mut. The Ramah writes, v'ein nogim achshav lismok agoy u'misharim akol b'shisha. So you have two options. You either get the goy to taste it, he tells you whether there's a tam or not, or you mishayr b'shishim. The Ramah says that our minig is not to rely on a goy, but rather we mishayr b'shishim. So that's halacha aleph. Fine. Now let's go on to sif beis. The Mechaber says, Nisarev min b'mino v'nishpach b'inyan she'ein yochol lamed olav l'sharo. And we'll see the Shach's explanation for this halacha, that if it's nishpach and he doesn't know whether it's shishim, im noda shohayarubo heter, as long as he knows for sure that the heter is rov and the iser is miut, then mutter. Aval im nisari b'she'eno mino v'nishpach b'inyin she'ni yochel lamed olav l'sharo is afilu noda shayarubo heter osur. So this shach in Sifkot Vav, which is gigantic, he explains that the difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino is that in the case of min b'mino, we paskin like the Chachamim that midoraisa, it's batul b'rov. The requirement of shishim is only derabbanan. So now that he has nishpach and he doesn't know whether or not he has shishim, since the requirement of shishim is only derabbanan, on a deraisa level min b'mino is batul b'rov, so therefore becomes a safek derabbanan. And sofik derabbanan l'kula. Masha'enkein in a taroves of min b'sheino mino in nishpach, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam that tam ki ikar is doraisa, and therefore we need shishim doraisa. And if he doesn't know whether he has shishim in this taroves of heter kinegida isur, and it's min b'sheino mino, so that means he's in a sofik doraisa situation, therefore everything is osur. That's the shach here in sif va, in sifkatan va. Now we're going to take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah says the following: uleinyan min b'mino. How do we determine whether it's min b'mino, which means that the requirement of shishim is only derabbanan, or it's min b'sheino mino, which, as the shach explains, tam kikers doraisa, and you need shishim, and if you don't know whether you have shishim, you're in a safik doraisa. As linan basar shma im hayu imu shave. So you have two foodstuffs that have the same shame. That's called min b'mino. Even if they have two different tamim, but since they have the same shame, therefore it's min b'mina. So the Shach doesn't understand what's going on here, this Ramah. How could the Ramah possibly say that as linon basar shma, that means that even if they have two different tamim, we go basar shma, and it's considered min b'mina, which means that all you need is rov on a doraisa level. The whole issue of shishim, in this case, according to Ramah, because they have the same shame, is only a requirement mirabanan, because of exera atu min b'sheno mino. But as far as min b'mino is concerned, all you need is rov, and the nafkamin is going to be nishpach, because even if you can't be mishaya with the shishim, but we're going to rely on sofek to rabbanan lekula. Why? Because they have the same shame. So the Shach, in this long presentation here in Sifkat and Vav, says he doesn't understand. Im eino shava b'tayma, if they have two different tamim, afal gab de shava b'shma, mikomakom, hare no sing tam beheter. We require shishim in order to determine that there's no tam of isur neheter. So you're going to tell me they both have the same shame and therefore it's min b'mino, but they have two different tamim, and if they have two different tamim, unless you have shishim, you can't be mevatel the tam. And therefore he says, Tamidi al masha kosav arav. I don't understand how the Ramah could possibly say that min b'mino azlina basa shma, and if they're shava b'shma, even though they're not shava b'taima, it's min b'mino, and the whole Easter beyond the rov to require shishim is only derabbanan. If they're not shava b'taima, then the time of the Easter is going to continue to generate an Easter in the Heter. If you have less than Shishim, and you're dealing with Tam Ki Iker Do Raisa, they have two different Tamim. What difference does it make if it has the same shame? If it has the same shame. And the Shach goes on to reject the Ramah, and he says there's no question that Min B'mino means they have the same Tam. And he quotes the Gemara Menachos as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is also b'mashu, means afilu be'elflo batel, and that's because they both have the same tam. So that's the kasha of the Shach on the Ramah. This is only one difficulty in explaining the Ramah, but there's another difficulty in explaining the Rashba. The Rashba, which is quoted here in the Mechaber, here in Siman Sariches Sivkatan Beis, he wants to know, the Mechaber wants to know, what happens if you have a Taroves of both Min B'mino and Min B'she'eno Mino. And he says the following, V'nis'ari B'mino u'B'she'eno Mino, this is at the end of Siv Beis, v'nishpach be'inyan she'ein yecholim lamod olav l'sharo. So there's nishpach and we don't know whether it's shishim or not. So you have a combination here of both min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. Relying on the Rashba, the Mechaber says, noda shu rubo heter. If we know that as far as the min b'mino is concerned, so let's say you have basar and basar, you have basar and rotev. So as far as the basar and basar is concerned, you have rov heter. Is then roim she'eino mino ki'ilu eino. We view the eino mino as if it doesn't exist here. Vashar, and now we can focus on min b'mino. Now we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, so we paskin that in min b'mino it's bata b'rov. So we can apply now bittel as far as the min b'mino is concerned, and then mino marva olav mevatlo. So now we have a tremendous amount of mino, because we mevatel the Iser, and once we mevatel the Iser, as far as min b'mino is concerned, mevatel batel, the min b'sheino mino. And once again, the Shach says, I don't understand what's going on over here. How could you possibly say that because you know that there's rov in the min b'mino, therefore you can ignore the min b'sheino mino? You don't have shishim as far as the min b'sheino mino, or at least you don't know whether you have shishim or not. And on the side that you don't have shishim, then in min b'sheino mino, we have a tam of Iser, and Tam Kikid Doraisa, without Shishim, then everything is awesome. So how do you have a right to say, Roim Ki'ilu Eino? So we'll get back to this in a minute. I just want to add a little bit of salt, to the, of insult to injury. And there's another Rashba and another Shach. So for this, we want to turn to Siman Kuf Vav, and we want to look at Sif Aleph in Siman Kuf Vav. So let's take a quick peek over there, and then we'll come back to Siman Tzadik Ches. In this Siman, the Mechaber outlines the regulations as far as Bitul B'Shishim is concerned, and he mentions cases where there is no Bitul B'Shishim. And one of those cases is giving a Milsa Davida L'Tama. Let's say, for example, he has Tavlin, or he has Melach, and he says that in such a case, then it's Asur B'Mashur. And the simple explanation for this halacha is that if it still gives tam, because it's a milsa David l'tam, then what good is shishim? Shishim is not going to get rid of the tam. And here, if you take a look at the Shach quotes in Sifkat and Beis, Belin Eder will get a chance to see it inside, the Isa V'Heta. And the Isa V'Heta claims that this requirement, or this Isa of Mashu, in the case of a Milsa Davidi L'Tama, is all Drabbanon. On a Doraisa level, he says, that it's Bato B'Shishim. And the Shach doesn't seem to blink about this. The Shach accepts the Isa V'Heter, that the din of Milsa Davidi L'Tama, that Afil Be'Leflo Batel, is a din Drabbanon. And on a Doraisa level, we can apply Shishim. And the Shach says that even according to the Man D'Yomar, who holds that Chaticha Nasas Nevel applies in Basa B'Cholav alone, and it doesn't apply in Shari Surim, he says the following, that this halacha, which is called a Milsa David L'Tama, which means that you have a Tam even beyond Shishim, is something which is only Drabbanon, again according to the Isa V'Heter. All the Achronim reject the Isa V'Heter, where the Supreme God and Rabbi Kivega, they all say that, how can you tell me that if it's Avidi L'Tama, then it's Batal B'Shishim? What do you mean it's Batal B'Shishim? It's Avidi L'Tama. So what good is Shishim? It's not going to do you any good. And that's a Doraisa halacha, because we paskin that that Tam Kikar is Doraisa. Now, the Mechaber paskins in Siman Kuf Vav that we're looking at now, with regard to Shishim, that if you have a Tarovus of Isa V'Heta, there's no Shishim, then Eino Chozeres L'Teira L'Olam. That even if afterwards you get Shishim, it remains Osir. And again, the Shach impresses us by saying that even if you hold there's no Chanan and Shari Surim, nevertheless, Eino Chozeres L'Teira L'Olam. So why is that so? I mean, you didn't have Shishim, but now you have Shishim. The whole purpose of Shishim is to be Mvatel the Tam. Okay, on the first round you didn't have Shishim, but now you have Shishim. So why can't you apply the principle of Bitul B'Shishim? What does it mean? Eina Chozeres L'Heter L'Olam. Bishlam, if I would hold Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So then I understand. In the first Tavshil, the Heter turned into Iser, became Nevela, and now I need Shishim against the Nevela. But if you're talking about Lo Amrinan Chanan B'Shari Surim, so then, why shouldn't it be Batul B'Shishim after you add more to the Tarovus? What's going on over here? So again, just to summarize, we have the following questions. Number one, we don't understand the Ramah who says that Min B'Mino means Shavim B'Shma, even though they have two different Tamim, and in such a case, Min O'Raisa, all you need is Rov, and if you have a Suffolk where they have Shishim, you could be Makil because the Suffolk they're Abonon. And the Shach yells and screams, what's going on over here? Who cares if they're Shavim Bishma, if they have two different Tamim, is Tam Kikir's Doraisa? Number two, we have this very strange halacha of the Rashba, which the Mechaber codifies in Shulchan Aruch, namely Salek, that even if in the Taroves there's Min B'Mino, nevertheless we can be Salek as Min B'Sheino Mino, and we can look at the Mino, and we can marvel of the Vato. But what about the She'eno Mino? What happens when the Isa falls into this Taroves, the She'eno Mino, and there's no Shishim? Because we don't know if there's Shishim. So what are you going to tell me? Well, in the other part of the Tarovis, it's min bin mino. Then we don't understand the halacha of the Isur v'Heter, who says that in the case of Milsa Davidu L'Taima Midoraisa, it's Batal B'Shishim, even though it's Avidu L'Taima, and the whole institution of Milsa Davidu L'Taima Afil V'Elfo Batal is only Derabbanan. And finally, we don't understand how the Shach can understand the Rashba in the case of a chaticha she nesra, it didn't have shishim, and min b'shein omino, and then he says, ain't a choseres leter liolam, even if you hold chaticha nas devela, doesn't apply in shari surah. Why not? Why shouldn't we apply the din of shishim? Okay, those are some of the questions that we have for today, and we'll see if we can get somewhere. In the difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, whereas the Torah relies on rov in min b'mino and doesn't rely on rov in min b'she'eno mino, you need shishim, yesh lachkar. The first pshat is to say the following, that although bitul b'rov is halacha bitul, and that should apply even in the case of min b'she'eno mino, but since we have halacha of tam ki ikar, so despite the bittul, that bittul could work on what we call gufo shel iser, but it's not going to help us with the tam of the iser, because the tam of the iser, if we hold tam ki ikar doraisa, still generates an iser. So if the heter is holding on to the tam, and the tam generates an iser in the heter, then bittul barov is not going to operate. So we need our bittul b'shishim. What's bittul b'shishim going to accomplish? We're going to say that the tam of the iser is not nirgash in this taroves, where it dissipates, so to speak, it spreads out among shishim. And therefore, the purpose of shishim is because the tam has to be removed. And the only way you can be mesalik the tam is if you have shishim. That's one way of understanding it. So again, just to summarize, the first definition of shishim in the case of min b'shein omino is that since there's tam, and we paskin that tam is ki'ikar, therefore bittul, although bittul barov, the Torah relies on bittul barov, but there's another problem over here. Bittul barov can help me as far as the gufo shel isur, but nevertheless there's the tam of the isur, so the tam of the isur has already left the isur, and now it spreads in the kedera, and the heter now has absorbed the tam of the isur. How do you get rid of that tam? And the answer is you need shishim. And that's a din doraisa, for sure. But there's another way of understanding the halach of shishim in min b'she'eno mino, and that is the following: the Torah relies on bittul, and bittul is bittul barov. The question is, what's rov? Is rov chad betray? Well, you and I would say that rov means chad betray. If I have more in the heter than the iser, so I apply bittul barov. In min b'she'eno mino, the Torah tells me that we need a different kind of a rov. And that rov for bittul is the rov of shishim. Why did the hatchet fall here? Why did the Torah say that the bittul barov here, you need a rov gadol, you need a rov of shishim? And the answer is, since bederach klal, the tam of the iser is gone in shishim, that's not always the case, according to the second pshat. But nevertheless, since in most cases, the Torah says that the tam is going to be lost, the tam of the iser in this taroves, with shishim, so the Torah says we need a rov of shishim. But it's not that the bittul b'shishim is a new halacha, that we want to get rid of the tam ki'ikar. No, the halacha of bittul b'shishim is halacha bittul. And just like we have a din and halacha bittul b'rov, we have a din of bittul b'shishim. The only difference is that in min b'mino we can apply the principle of bittul b'rov, but in min b'she'eno mino there's no such thing as bittul b'rov of chad betray. There's a different kind of bittul b'rov. And what's the new bittul b'rov? It's bittul b'shishim. But the bittul b'shishim is working, is operating the din bittul. And this is a din bittul. The Torah says that there's such a thing as bittul, we need a rov.
Only in a bishul interaction.
Correct. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, that's a whole different story. But I'm just saying that in a case of Min B'she'eno Mino, when it's Lach, then the Torah says that you need a different kind of a Rov. But again, we're not going outside of the framework of Rov. We're back in Bittul B'Rov. In the first chat, we're saying that we finished with Bittul B'Rov. Mm-hmm. Bittul B'Rov did accomplish whatever it accomplished, but we still have a problem of Tam. And now we have to get rid of the Tam. Well, if we have to get rid of the tam, here we need shishim. And here the din of bittul b'shishim means there is no tam. Now we're saying no. In the second shot, we're not finished with bittul b'rov. We're still working with bittul b'rov. We never actually left the framework of bittul b'rov. We're always within the framework of bittul b'rov. And the din of shishim means that sometimes, maybe most times, the tam is gone with shishim. But again, that's just a way of being Mashiach. What is the rov that the Torah requires for mimashein omino? It's not that we are changing the rules of the game. We're still within the same rules of the game. We're still operating within bittul b'rov. The question is, what's rov? I mean, again, Moshe Ma'adovit, I don't mean to compare them. But for example, I'm teaching Sanhedrin now. And in Sanhedrin, there's a whole different din of rov. For example, in Dinei Nefashos, if you have 12 judges in the Sanhedrin that paskin that he's chayav, and you have 11 judges that paskin that he's potter, so we can't be danim lemisa. We need a rov of shnayim. So we're going to have to sometimes add judges to the court and so forth and so on. In certain cases, the Torah says that the regular din of rov doesn't operate. We have a new din of rov. Again, in Sanhedrin, it's klar. I mean, we always end up with rov. I mean, there's no other way of deciding. The Torah says achri rav lahatas. But here in Taroves, what we're saying is that when the Torah jacks up the rov in the case of min b'shein omino, the Torah is saying we're still operating with din bittul. It's a din bittul. Mm-hmm. We're not operating with let's get rid of the tam. The first shot is mitzius. Let's get rid of the mitzius of tam. And how do we do that? When the tam of the Isur is mispashet among shishim, you can't taste the tam. That's like a kind of a timas tfela or bimko. Now we're analyzing it from the perspective of siluk hatam b'mitzius. The second way of understanding min b'shein omino and bittul b'shishim is that we're operating b'din bittul. Just that the Torah changed the game and the rules of the game with regard to bittul from min b'mino to min b'shein omino. And Rabosai, this could be perhaps the machlokas between the Shach and the Ramah. The Shach understood that the din of shishim is a brand new din of bittul. It has nothing to do with bittul b'rov. Bittul b'rov operates as far as the Gufa Isur is concerned, but as far as the Tama Isur is concerned, I need a different type of a bittul. And that's the bittul, the Tam, because Tam ki Ikar generates an Isur. So even if you get rid of the Gufa Isur, even if you misalik the Gufa Isur, I couldn't care less, I still have the Tam of the Isur. How do I get rid of the Tam of the Isur? Through shishim. Because in Shishim b'Metzias there is no Tama Isur.
But it goes after Shema because I'm negating the presence of the thing?
No. I'm not up to Shema yet. I'm talking about the Shach. The Shach is Hazlina Basar Taima. I wasn't clear. I apologize. What I meant to say is that according to the Shach, whether it's Min B'Mino or Min B'She'eno Mino, everything depends upon Tam. So if two things have the same name, call it hamburgers, but one is made of soya and the other is made of the flesh of an animal, and they have two different tam, and you can call them all hamburgers from now till doomsday, it's still considered min b'shein omino.
I can't clarity on one thing out.
Yeah, okay. I just was getting all excited about this.
No, it's fine.
It's all right. It's okay.
So you agree in a mimishein amino and yavish biyavish and yichad betray. So once you have a bishul interaction, you still have, in terms of the chatichas, theoretically a chad betray interaction, right? But however, because there's something else that happened, I can't eat this piece of meat, and you need shishim. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like it must be tam? Why else would I be honest?
You're a great defender of the Shach. There's no question that your middle name is Shach.
No, but
I don't mean Shach from Bnei Brak. Let me finish with the Shach. So the Shach is saying what we would say intuitively, that there are two dinim here. There's one din of bittul b'rov, and there's another din of bittul b'shishim. The din of bittul b'rov operates me din bittul, and the Torah says that if you have a mixture and it's min b'mino, then it's batel, and that's it. That's called rov. When we get to min b'shein omino, we have another problem, a whole new issue that has to be addressed, and that's tam. So that even if you were successful in activating and applying the principle of bittul b'rov, you still have a tam of Isur. We got to get rid of that tam of Isur. Here's where the Torah introduces bittul b'shishim in the case of min b'shein omino. Min b'shein omino means that although there was bittul b'rov, that only applies to the gufa Isur. But you still have the tam of the Isur. We got to get rid of the tam. Siluk ha-tam is through bittul b'shishim. That's the Shach. Therefore, there's no question in the Shach's mind that if you want to determine whether this is a tarovus of min b'mino or min b'sheino min, it all depends on tam. If two things have the same tam, that's min b'mino, and all you need is bitul leguf ha'isur, and that's called bitul barov. The Rabbanim made gzeira. But if it's min b'sheino mino, which means they have two different tamim, then so what if you got rid of the guf ha'isur through bitul? You're still left with the problem of tam ha'isur, because we hold that tam is ki'ikar. So the Torah now has to get rid of the tam. How does the Torah do that with shishin? Comes along the Ramah. Again, he was a little bit before the Shav, and he says the following. No, we never leave the confines of Bitul Barov. Nowhere in the Torah is there a concept of Bitul B'Shishim that undermines Bitul Barov. You can't replace Bitul Barov in any situation whatsoever. What is Bitul B'Shishim then? Bitul B'Shishim is the way that the Torah says, in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, that you operate with a rov. It's a whole new rov. But again, it's operating al pidin. It's not a mitzius. We're not trying to get rid of the tam. It's not siluka tam, but rather it's a din bittel. And I'm going to try to prove to you with all the kashas that I asked today, that we're operating with shishim and min b'sheino mino with a din bittel. It's not just siluka tam.
Right, so that's what I was asking, is that the Ramah could work with the Yisr Behetra. That's how the Ramah would work with.
Yeah, you're good. You're ahead of me. I'm not up to the Yisr Behetra yet, but that's brilliant. But let's just, I want to go step by step here. Let's just talk about Azlid and Basa Shema. Says the Ramah, Azlid and Basa Shema means that within the context of this halacha, that the Torah says that a mimbishay no mino, you require a new rove. And what's that rove? It's a very bombastic, expanded rove. We called it a rove gadol, and that's shishim instead of. Chad betray, says the Ramah, what makes it into min b'sheino mino? And the answer is it has two different shemos. If it has two different shemos, the Torah now applies the halacha of a rov gadol. But now, we can't, the Ramah is impervious to the objection of the shach, because what is the shach arguing? That there's still a taste, there's still a tam of Isur Beheter. What do you mean, Tam of Isur Beheter? Everything is Batel. And what makes it Batel? Because it's Min B'mino. The Torah says in Min B'mino that there's a Din Bittel, and that Bittel is a Bittel Barov. So what are you going to tell me, the two different Tam? That's not the way Bittel operates. Bittel is not addressing the issue of Tam. Bittel is Bittel, which means that the Isur is completely gone. And therefore there's no issue of Tam. Therefore, if you want to know what min b'she'eino mino is, it's two different shemos. If it's two different shemos, says the Ramah, that's called min b'she'eino mino. Let's see, Rabosai, if I can prove to you that this thesis is correct. Let's move on to the Rashbah for a minute. Okay, hold your questions just for a few minutes if you don't mind. The Rashbah says the following. There's a halacha called salek. We have a tarovis now of min b'mino and min b'sheino mino simultaneously. Says the Rashbah, and the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashbah, we have here a case of salik. Salik is she'eino mino k'mi she'eino v'marba lov mino u'mevak. Now what is the source of this Rashbah? Where did the Rashbah wake up one day and apply this principle called salik? So this is a sugya on Daf Kuf Amid Beis in Perek Gid Anoshe, and the Gemara talks about Shitas Rav. Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino afilu be'elef lo batel. And the Gemara asks a stira, because Rav in another case says that we rely on Shishim. So what does this mean? Where does Shishim come to play according to Rav in a mixture of min b'she'eino mino? So again, let's just review the Gemara's Kasha. You can look it up when you get a chance. Daf Kuf, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis. How could Rav apply the principle of Shishim in a case of a Tarovus of Min B'mino, when Rav himself paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'mino is Afilu Be'elaflo Batel. Min B'mino is also B'mashu. So the Gemara tells us that we can understand Rav in a case where there was a double mixture. There was a mixture of min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. And here, Rav is going to apply, within again the context of Rabbi Yehuda, the following principle. Salek es mino, kimi she'eino, v'she'eino mino, marba olavu mevatlo. So Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yehuda, says the following. Forget about the min bimino. The min bimino is going to answer the whole, this whole mixture of min bimino. Because afilu belaflo batu, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rab passes like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't. But there's also eino mino in the tarovis. So put the min bimino tarovis on the side, freeze it. And let's look at the tarovis of min b'sheino mino. And here, we have a bitul b'shishim. So we're going to bevatel the min b'sheino mino in shishim, and the min b'mino is memela completely out of the picture. Why? Because k'misheino, because of saleh, because you have a min b'sheino mino. How does that work? Very strange. What's the logic of Rav to apply a principle called Salik? If min bimino is afil belflo batel, so I have an iser in min bimino. How are you gonna do away with that iser because of the min b'sheino mino? So the answer is the following. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, there's no logic to min bimino afilu belaflo bot. It's all based on Xeris HaKosuf. The Gemara derives it from the Hazos of the Kohen Gadol, Dama Par, Dama Sawyer. They mix the two Damim, and there's no bitul, even though there should be bitul because it's min bimino. It's dam b'dam. So we have now Xeris HaKosuf, a separate halacha, that min bimino is lo bot. Comes along Rav, and he says the following. This halacha that min bimino abatu means we cannot apply bitul. We cannot apply bitul in min bimino. That's what the Torah tells us. But luyetzuyer, we had vis-a-vis this iser that fell into the tarovas, we had another tarovas where there would be bitul, then the iser would be batul. So basically, Rav's chiddush of Salek is that we could view the min b'sheino mino as a separate taroves, and here we can apply the din of bitul b'shishim. Once we mavatel this isur in a taroves of min b'sheino mino, then the isur could not generate an isur on the min b'mino. But again, Rabosai, I don't understand. The Rashba comes along and switches it around. Let's apply the same rule of Salek in the opposite way. We paskin that min bimino is batel. Midoraisa b'rov. Min b'sheino mino means we need shishim. We got a double mixture. We don't know if there's shishim. So the Rashba says we can be makel. Why? Because we know we have rov. And what are we going to do? We're going to say saleik esheino mino k'misheino umarba olov mino mevatlo. What is going on over here? I can understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Xeris HaKosuf of Min B'mino. But we're talking about Min B'sheino Mino. In Min B'sheino Mino, the Iser is an Iser Tam. If it's an Iser Tam, the very moment that the Iser falls into the Heter, it's Min B'sheino Mino, you got a fire under the pot, then the whole Heter becomes Osir because you don't have Shishir. The Tam of the Iser penetrates into the Heter. So how could the Rashba make this jump, I call it a leap of faith, from Rabbi Yehuda to the case of Min B'sheino Mino? Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about, and Ravin is Min B'mino. In Min B'mino, the Torah is basically saying that you can't apply Bittul. Why? We don't know. It's Min B'mino, there's no Bittul. But in Min B'sheino, so what are we going to do? What we're going to say is that, okay, the Torah says there's no Bittul in Min B'mino. Let's suspend that. Let's see if we can somehow achieve bitul this tarovis of the Iser. And that we're going to do through the min b'sheino mino. That I understand. But in the case of the Rashba, in the opposite situation, how could the Rashba say saleik esheino mino? What do you mean saleik esheino mino? How can you say saleik esheino mino? When the Torah says Tam Ki Iker, the moment that the Iser falls into the Heter and it's Min B'Sheino Mino, it generates an Iser into the Sheino Mino. So when you tell me K'misheino, what does that mean? Saleik es the Sheino Mino K'misheino. The Rashba is a Pella.
I'm Heter.
is Rabbo said the only way I think you can understand this Rashba is if you hold that the halacha that min b'sheino mino requires shishim is halacha of din bittel. It's not halacha of tam the way the Shach understood it, but rather it's halacha of a bittel with a rove gamur, a rove gadol of the Ramah, you know, who says that it all depends on Shema. So what we have here is the following: that when the Torah says that in a tarovis of min v'sheino mino you need a bittel of shishim, what the Torah is saying is that this is going to be a din of bittel. We're still in the context of din bittel. We're not in siluk tam.
So here Rove can take over. That's
exactly what we're saying over here. So the Saleika, the Rashba, operates in the following way. What he's saying is the following: that right now we don't know which bittel can operate. So what we're going to say is that although the Torah requires in Mivishen Amino a different din of bittel, that's our bittel god, you know, Rove Gomel or Rove Gadol, whatever you want to call it. However, if we find another Tarovis where that Iser was Bartel, then Mimela, we don't need the din of bittel of Shishim. So therefore the Rashba, again I'll get back to the analogy to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, the Rashba is saying that since...
So this should take over even not in the case of Safek then, according to that, no?
Well, again, in the case of the Safek...
It's not Nishba.
No. What I'm saying is the following. Yeah, I hear what you're saying about the Nishba. What the Rashba is saying is the following. That when the Torah requires bittel b'shishim and min v'shein omino, what the Torah is saying is that there's no bittel. Right? Because if there's no shishim, then there's no bittel. You need a higher level of bittel, not a rove, but a shishim. And that's what the Torah requires for this din of bittel. So the Torah is, in a sense, blocking the application of bittel b'rov. And the Torah is saying you can't be mevatel this iser min v'shein omino b'rov. But if I also have a tarovis of this very same isur of min bimino, then if in that tarovis I can apply the din of bittel, then I already have bittel. And if I already have bittel, then I don't have to jack up another bittel because I already have one bittel. What did the Rashba see in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said that since min b'sheino mino is to be viewed as a separate tarovis, and in Hilchas Taroves, we can apply bittel b'shishim in min b'shein omino, is mainly the Yisur is bittel. I don't have to apply the Gzeiros HaKosev of min b'mino, because min b'mino tells me that I block bittel. But I don't have to block bittel if I already have bittel on this chaticha. So the Rashba says, in the case of min b'shein omino, I already have bittel on this chaticha. Why? Because the Torah recognizes in min b'mino, we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, that there's bittel v'rov. So once I apply bittel, then I no longer have to apply the bittel of shishim. Again, I'll need shishim min rabbanon, of course, because even in the case of min b'mino, I need bittel min rabbanon b'shishim. And therefore, in the case of nishpach, I'm going to have to see, well, where my suffix is. So I know I have bittel v'rov. Is b'mele, I'm only in the rabbanon where the rabbanon requires shishim. But on a d'raisa level, I don't even need bittel b'shishim. Why? Because I already have bittel. How did I get to bittel? B'mino. Since I have a tarovis, no, it's the chiddush of the Gemara of Rav is that I can in a double tarovis of min b'mino min b'sheino mino, I can view it as two different tarovis, so two different tarovos, and I can apply bittel from the perspective of one tarovis, and that's going to impact on the other tarovis.
So the thing is, the principle is that bittel can. Bittel by bittel barov can bring it down to a iser derabanan.
Great.
So also, bittel b'shishim, is this where the iser b'heter might be coming from? Is that it, by shishim also it can bring it down from the taste was originally derais of derabanan? Like, how does that work? Like, I mean, if we're tasting it, the rabbi was explaining. Right. In a world where I may not have 60, I can look at that as only a shaila derabanan because of rov.
Right.
But the thing is, if I really tasted it, how do we...
So that's what I'm saying, right. That if I can apply bittul, I don't care whether I can taste it or not.
Right.
So therefore, the Issa V'Hetta says that even if in a milsa davidu l'taima, so you're telling me that after bittul b'shishim, it's only the Rabbanon. What do you mean it's only the Rabbanon? You're talking about a milsa davidu l'taima, there's still a time of Isar in this tarom. So the answer is that this is a din bittul. And the Torah says, in the case of Mivashedo Mino, our din bittul shishim. You already have shishim. So now you're telling me it's also because of the Tam?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's also the Tam? You already applied bittul. So the whole institution of Tam beyond shishim is all the Rabbanan, says the Issa V'Hetta.
So where do you know shishim?
I don't know. I think that's a case of... Are you familiar with the principle of... Let me see if I can remember how it's formulated. I gave a whole shiur on this topic. What's it called? In shiurim, again, as I go along, hopefully I'll remember the fancy phrase for it, but in shiurim, what happens is the Torah gives us an ambiguous did. And then it authorizes the chachamim to flesh out the details. You know, like, if I can give you an example, don't compare it to our sugya, but v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha. So, you know, if I'm a Kalbach guy, so I see a person on the street and I start hugging him and kissing him. That maybe that's what we should do. I don't know. You know, if I'm a Lubavitcher, I put tefillin on. I don't know. Everybody has their own way of fulfilling v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha. But the Chachamim came along and they told us exactly how to fulfill v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha. So, for example, you have the choice between Nichab Avelim and Achnosis Kala. You have to decide based on the halacha which comes first. And the Rabbanan will define that halacha. So you have Shiurim, where the Torah gives what you call halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, the rights or the authority to the Chachamim to define exactly what it is. So the Torah says that Min Bimino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is never batel. According to the Chachamim, Min Bimino is batel, but Min B'Sheino Mino requires a whole new bittel. But what is that bittel? So the Chachamim came along and they said, you know what, let's be Meshayer B'Shishim. And that Shir B'Shishim is going to be with the Torah's requirement of this special, enlarged, great bittel.
If that's true, then Kimas Kela should work.
Okay, that's a great question about Timas Kela, but I do understand Rashi Shita, and that would be another question that we didn't even have on the list.
Right.
Rashi Shita is that we don't rely on Timas Kela. Not like the Ramo says that El Minog is to be Machmir like Rashi. Rashi holds Meikra Din, we don't rely on Timas Kela. And there are those who want them to say because Rashi doesn't trust the guy, and that's very difficult because if you say Rashi doesn't trust the guy, that's going to have repercussions straight across Halacha from A to Z. I mean, the whole Halacha system is built on relying on a guy under certain circumstances. A guy has no nemanus. But in the case of what we call a muchach, a milson, the muchach is some sort of external raya, then we rely on a guy. I mean, if we didn't rely on a guy, we were in trouble.
But there are
I'd be in trouble because I drink chalavakum. You would be in trouble because you don't rely on chalavakum. I don't rely on chalavakum everywhere. Spain is a bit on the... even Spain now, I think. Anyway, whatever it is. Everything in Spain is concentrate. But anyway, so let's see four nafkiminas. Greg, just if you can...
Yeah.
How are we doing on the clock? Four nafkiminas. Number one, the Ramah says that min... B'she'eno mino means that they have two different shemos. Min b'mino means they have the same shem with two different tamim. How do we understand that? The Shah is arguing. And the answer is that the way that the Ramah understood shishim in min b'mino, I'm sorry, in min b'she'eno mino, is that it's a din of bittul b'rov. Again, it's a different rov, but it's a rov. And the Torah jacks up the requirement of rov in the case of min b'sheino mino. Now you have to determine what is min b'mino, what is min b'sheino mino. So you can determine it based on tam, you can determine it based on shema. But at least we understand where there's a light at the end of the tunnel, a possibility of understanding and justifying the Ramah. Why? Because we're dealing with the din bittul. We're not dealing with some sort of halach of silu katan. Number two, we begin to understand the Rashbah. That the Rashbah is saying that salek esheino mino, Kimishaino. What do you mean Salek Yeshaino Mina Kimishaino? The time of the basar of the Nevela, let's say, went into the Rotev. So it went into the Rotev, and it's been Bishaino Mino, is the Gansa Rotev became also. It's carrying the time of Isa. The answer is no. The Halach of Shishim and Bibishaino Mino is only a din bittul. And if it's a din bittul, as long as I can accomplish bittul on this isur, mimakom acher, meaning from another tarovis, then that's enough. And then we need shishu derabbanan, but that's enough to be matir based on bittul barov. And therefore, the Rashba could apply the din of salik even to min b'sheinu mino, because min b'sheinu mino is also a din bittul, just like we had a din bittul, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, I should say afkas din bittul in the case of min b'mino. We have a din bittul in the case of min b'sheinu mino, according to the Chachamim, according to the Rashba. And min b'sheinu mino now becomes a din bittul, and if it's a din bittul, all we need is another opportunity for bittul. Once we have another avenue by which we can establish bittul, then we don't have a problem of shishin, because we're not interested in tam. Of course, the shach is going to have a major, major problem with understanding this halacha of the Rashba, which is codified in Shulchan Aruch. How could it be that you say salek on min b'sheinu mino? What do you mean salek on min b'sheinu mino? It's immediately no same tam and tam ki ikar. We have to be misalik the tam. You don't have shishin to be misalik the tam.
Because the tam is tam heter. Yeah. It's mevatel in the mino. So
how can it be vatel in the mino? I can't accept that.
Again, you can disagree with me from
now till doomsday. But I will not budge on this point.
So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? You have min mino. You have min mino. Salikas mino. You could just say in the mino. But the mino is inside the tarovus.
No, but again, Rabbo say the mino in the tarovus is not a din in tam. It's not pshat that min b'mino means that the Isur gives tam. You have one drop of dam, or one drop of yayin, let's say in yayin nesef, in a vat that goes from here till New York City of yayin. Right. So what are you going to tell me? That the tam? What is the tam? It's all the same tam.
Okay,
what I'm saying is that, according to you, the Torah suspended bittul in the case of min b'mino. Okay, the Torah suspended bittul means that you can't apply bittul. But if, let's say, you could apply bittul, then min b'mino wouldn't bother Rabbi Yehuda one iota. Now, we can apply bittul. The answer is because there's another tarovus here, which is called min b'sheinu mino. Again, the chap of Rav, I'm not trying to minimize the chiddush of Rav. I mean, Rav's chiddush is an enormous chiddush. He's telling you that I can view this as two separate tarovuses. That's a gevaldige chiddush. No, and you can spend all your life trying to view his b'nei, how he came up with such a chiddush.
Rabbi Yehuda asks min b'mino even in time. There's a Gemara, I think it's on Kuf Gemel, Rabbi Ephraim says over there, if you have a Chaticha of Nevela that is no same time in the Chaticha of Heter, and that Chaticha of Heter falls into a bunch of other Chatichos of Heter, then everything is Aser because of Min B'mino Lo Batal. And that's just in it, and Lechora, that's in the Sinus Time issue.
Could be that Gemara, I don't know, I didn't see the Sugya, but it could be that's a reverse sequence. In other words, if you first had a tarovus of min b'mino, then it became also. Once it became also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the law of min b'mino, now you have to do a
matzah and gatzah tarovus. It says,
you took out the original veil. You took out the original veil. You can be confused because of the pieces.
Was it because of min b'mino?
What, the Gemara says, gatzah
tarovus? If
you want to do it, show it to me inside. You caught me off guard. So again, now we're up to number three. What's number three? Is milsa davidi l'taim. Afilu be'elef lo batal. Comes along the Yisraeli, he says, that's a drabban. Once you have shishim, mid-rice, it's mutter. What do you mean? If the whole purpose of shishim is to get rid of the tam, and milsa davidi l'taim means he can't get rid of the tam, how can you say it's only drabbanon to require, or to asa b'mashu? Unless you say that shishim is a din bittul. Yeah, do me a favor, just put it here on the table so I don't get too nervous. Right? So, unless you're going to say that the din of shishim is a din bittul, and that din bittul always applies whenever you have a tarovus of min b'sheinu mino, and if there's a tam left over, the rabbanan can come along and say, well, it's like a case where there was no shishim, and they could equate a mashu with less than shishim. But that's all the rabbanan says. The Yisur v'heter on a doraisa level, you have bittul b'shishim, and that applies even if there's tam. Right. Now, if that be the case, let's try to understand the shach about Chaticha Shenesra Eino Choser Slatera Liola. Right, which is the Machaber in Siman Kufa. So the question is, what do you mean Eino Choser Slatera Liola? We said that you added more Sheino Mino, and now you have Shishim in this Taroves. Why shouldn't it be Batal? You now have Shishim. No, Eino Choser Slatera Liola. Again,
Bishlam, if you would have told me that in the first tafsha we apply Hanan, Nicha. If you apply Hanan, then who cares what you're going to add in the second Tarobis? You already have the Vela. But the Shach in Sifkot and Beis goes out of his way and he says, Af Leman Diomar, Delo Amina Hanan Bishari Suru, is Mikomakom, he says, Efshel Sof to Osso. But what do you mean, Efshel Sof to Osso? I now add Moshe and Omino into the Tarobis. So why is Efshel Sof to Osso? So again, you'll find in Poskim that, you know, blah, 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 and that maybe, you know, maybe Efshel Soto because, you know, you didn't get that, and there's always a top. Well, you'll find all those sparks. But according to everything we're saying today, it's glat. I don't need all those sparks. All I have to tell you is that min b'shein omino, the requirement of shishim, is a din bittel. And if it's a din bittel, and it's really the bittel of rov, then once there was no possibility of applying this din bittel, then maybe we can't apply the din bittel later. Let me explain. When does bittel chal? When you have a tarobis, there's bittel. So yesh lachor, I can define it in two ways. Is it when I create the tarobis that I apply bittel, or when I have the tarobis I apply bittel? I just had a chakir like this in my shir Bava Metzia, that when it says that there's no shlichus to a katan, what does it mean? That a katan can't make a shliach, or he can't have a shliach? Not to be himself and the other shlofen fun. So here also, what's the din of bittel? Does the bittel mean that when I create this tarovis, I can apply bittel? What does it mean when I have the tarovis, I can apply bittel? And then Achamina is going to be in the case we have two bishuls. If in the first bishul there was no shishim, then can I apply bittel in the second tarovis when I jack up the sheno mino to shishim? Well, it depends on our hakira. If we're telling you that with the hishavus ha-tarovis, from the moment the tarovis emerges, that's when I can apply bittel, then if I can't apply bittel at that moment, I can't apply bittel later. Has nothing to do with Hanan. Has nothing to do with Efshe Soto in the sense of can I separate the tam? Forget about all that. It's all halach and bittel. Within dine bittel, we have certain regulations. And one of the regulations is that ask yourself the following question. When the tarovis became a tarovis, did you apply the din bittel? Could you apply the din bittel? Or did you not? You didn't have shishim when there was a savas a tarovis, v'tchilas a tarovis. There's no bittel. What are you going to do now? You're going to add more? But the tarovis already exists. You can never be mafkir the tarovis. So in this tarovis, there's no din of bittel. Why? Because there was no possibility of bittel from the tchilas ha-tarovis. If you can analyze this from the perspective of the shot, that everything in shishim and bittel v'shishim is all about tam, so then why shouldn't you apply bittel v'shishim when you add shein omino to this tarovis? What is that all about? Good, so that's more or less what I had for you for today. I'll just finish by saying that we have two ways, just to summarize, of understanding shishim in min b'shein omino. And the only way I think, and that's up to you, to explain the Ramah, to explain the Rashba, to explain the Isav HaHeter, in the case of Milsa David Lataima, to explain the din of Kevan Denases Isur is Havi Isur Liola, and the Shach says that applies even in, and then to explain the Rashi of there's no Tivas Kfela. All this, I think, indicates that there's a separate Halach of Shishim as a kind of a rov. In other words, in Mim B'Shein Omino, the Shishim steps into the shoes of the rov. And that's a din bit. Okay, then we'll finish it. So you'll show me that Gemara and so on.
Beis Yosef, better than Rashi. Beis Yosef,
He takes the
So what does this have to do with that discussion?
Aren't we talking about Ben Shalom? You know,
it's going to become a So what? What does it mean? It means that why do we need the fact that the chaticha Rishona gave time to the second chaticha? Because I took the first chaticha and that's nevela after the bishul and I threw it out, and then I was mevashal the chaticha that was left over of heter that became aser with other chatichas of heter. So we require an esinus tam into the chaticha of heter in order to blive saying min b'mina labatol.
Does Rava reject this though?
Rava says,
yeah, the next Gemara.
Yeah, you can see.
Rav Amar Afilu Tema Loka Din Vesilka.
Yeah,
and then he applies the principle of Saleh. I'm just saying that it could be, again, I have to go through this inside, but we met there. You know, I have a lot of my plate these days. And my daughter, Baruch Hashem, a few hours ago gave birth to a girl. So I'm on the way to Shari Tzedek to meet this young girl.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that my presentation is really based on Rava. In other words, the Gemara really goes through the transformation here. But I would be tempted to think, I just have to go through the sugya inside, that it doesn't make sense to say that literally, in the Metzius sense, that min b'mino is lo batal because it's of Metzius tam. I don't think there's a Metzius of Metzius tam in min b'mino.
Yeah, but this here, one more second. Look at this Rabbeinu Ephraim. Where is this Rabbeinu Ephraim?
Correct, I think it's a borrowed language. It's a borrowed language. It doesn't mean literally that min b'mino is no same tam.
But something's coming out.
It's like no same tam in the sense that the Torah is suspended the operation of Bittul in the case of
how Rabbeinu Ephraim says min b'mino labatol. So Rabbeinu Ephraim by Omar Mitovka, they feel like it not na batam in a heter. Whoops, in a heter nasil velish tach shishim kneged kol chadik. It's all kneged esra habulua. How can the Rav Omar Hafa min b'mino labatol? Is chaticha heter kol batam in a nevel chashav esra kilu be'en. But says kol chatichas b'mashio because it's min b'mino labatol. So it does sound like it's kind of.
Yeah, he sounds like he's operating with
Tom. It sounds like there's two things. It's like there's Tom, and then there's certainly also without Tom. Like if you have the Yavish B'Yavish mixture, you don't know which one's right. Which. You know,
right. You're right about this, Gemara. I have to go through it. This is so.
Wait. One more important.
This is very foreign to me because I was always trained to believe that Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino labatol is simply xeris sarcosis.
There's a Gemara I have even struck right. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says Mefarsh that in Yavish B'Yavish, Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino labatol. But that would be more interesting too, would it not?
Right.
I remember it was like with Orla something bedon something, but there actually Taka says when Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino labatol, it's only in a tam situation. But if you've never seen this tam, it's just a yavish. Yeah, if it's just a yavish, then there's no min b'mino labatol.
Right, and that makes sense because the original case is dam bedam.
Right, exactly.
So that's blila as opposed to yavish b'yavish.
Exactly. That's what they're trying to say. Exactly. Precisely.
Okay.